Of Monster. This is Kyle. 8968763. Thank you. Bye bye.
Jennifer. What were you doing there? Why were you doing that?
Why'd you put that thing on there when you
I can't? Didn't.
Huh?
I just got inside.
Well, what you doing?
What were you making those noises for?
Yeah.
Sound like some old woman.
Having a heart attack.
Oh well, meet me at the Sesame Inn, okay?
I can't. Not right now.
Why?
Because I gotta get all my stuff done and decide that I don't have any money.
What?
I have to get all my work done and then I don't have any money.
So you can just come to talk to me?
That's a waste, because you even said yesterday you wrote me a letter that said that you're not going to go there or to the Utotum anymore because they all they want to do.
I said today.
Huh?
I said today. Yesterday I said that I wouldn't go yesterday.
Well, that goes for me today, because I don't want to go down there for nothing.
What?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, do you know where I am?
No.
I'm 5 feet away from Christina. I can still hear you.
So?
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 So? Do you know why I can hear you?
No, I don't care.
I don't.
Don't what?
I don't care.
Why not?
Because I'm in the other room. No, I'm not
on
the other phone.
He's not on the other phone.
Why? Don't breathe. Just say why. Come on. Yeah. Jennifer.
What?
You know why I can hear everything you say?
Because you got one of those emerald things that you can hear with.
No.
It's called an ear.
Nuh-uh.
No.
He's on the other telephone there.
No, he is.
Y'all got one of those little sticker things that you had last time I came up there.
No.
Nope.
Well, then tell me.
Telephone answering machine.
Ah,
I can hear you. I just hit the volume all the way up.
What?
We're watching Halloween
3. I'll come over and watch it with you.
Sure, right.
Huh?
Sure.
Huh?
You first, you couldn't do anything because you had to clean
up. I couldn't do anything.
Line Just recorded everything you have said, and I'm gonna hold this. Listen to this.
We did not say anything.
Oh yes, you did. I heard you.
No, we did not. No, we did not.
Yeah.
You know what?
You
better
start recording, boy.
I'm telling the truth. I heard you.
We did not talk about my dad.
Oh, her.
It was not me.
Oh, yes, you did.
No, I didn't. You're lying.
Let me tell you something.
Well, what you...
If your dad hear that, I'm telling the truth.
It's not the truth.
And if you record that, you better tell him the truth.
I have everything you've said. Now, listen.
He's also been shit at
all this stuff you've been saying, it's just because you're bored. Yeah, listen. You just said a couple minutes ago you haven't been in the forest for a long time. Why don't you go in the forest? You weren't so lonesome back then. But then all of a sudden you got a bike, and then you didn't go in the forest. You're not in your nature.
I'm in nature.
Huh?
I was born. Yeah, you were born in the forest. Yeah. It's like you have wild animals going in your ears. I think you're Mr. Tech Steph. In the
face.
Wait. Yeah.
Go ahead, Christine, if he does anything. What? Nothing at all. Nothing. Zip. Zilch. Nothing.
You zip, zilch, when I get to you.
You better
get to see violence. I'm telling the truth. You're picking.
I heard you.
You're picking? Why should I pick somebody to beat me up, huh?
Yeah, really.
That is not anything.
That is not true. He doesn't like fighting. Especially the sixth graders.
The only thing he can do is yell and speak out a long ways.
Oh,
people, shut up.
I haven't said that very often.
Yes, you did to me.
When? Yeah. When? Name one time. Oh, when you're cussing at me.
I wasn't cussing.
Oh, yes, you were. Even the bus driver.
What? You're going to get off in his bus stop and beat him up. And I heard that. You know, you're leaning over and saying that. He started and everything, and then I see
yeah, him. Because he told the bus driver, right when Mark gets on the bus,
you just lean over and start talking to him, like, hey, Mark, you do this and this and that at school. Hey, homo.
Yeah, what do you think he called me?
Nothing.
Nothing. Do you know why
I don't think I know what he called me. Nothing.
I promise the truth, and I'm telling the truth.
You started yelling at me when we changed buses. And that's also because you don't have Jerry to pick on. What was that? Oh, big deal.
You go down and say that someone's trying to beat you out. Or someone saying
John, I'm telling the truth. Mike, you remember the first day you said, shut up and you call me fat stuff.
That's because you called him bad stuff.
Not
he doesn't just do that for nothing.
He told me to shut up because I was talking to someone and I'm telling the truth.
And you were talking to him and talking about him.
No.
Yes.
No.
He wouldn't do that to anybody. He wouldn't go up to somebody and say shut up if they never talking to their friend.
Yeah, by me.
He'd say that if they were talking about him.
I have to make this speech.
Go ahead. Let's see how good your speech is.
Doesn't like be a threat. If you have messed with me again.
Huh?
You have messed with me again. Or even call me a name.
Can I call you Carrie?
You can call me Carrie, but you can never ever call me a name.
But you don't push him around. If you call him a name,
let him do it.
It's an adjective. You can wish.
Take a photo of stuff on your shirt, isn't it? Ah, that is a good threat, you know, Carrie. But if you call him names, you'll do the same thing. So why don't you just be nice to him?
He called me Dad. No, that name.
Well, good as he started it.
You did.
Oh,
you can be on the bus. The other bus with Sky over there. You started. You and him started calling me names.
Because you're up loose.
And the friends are back in there.
And whenever you got your
up,
sister and everybody.
You told me to shut up, you dummy. And I remember that day.
And God did that. Scott's real well known for saying,
Scott
shut up, dummy.
Huh?
Scott, if Scott heard say that, you were right by me. I saw you say
look at
that
face. It is so ugly.
Why'd you cuss yesterday morning on the bus?
I did not cuss.
Yes, you did.
Miss Ruggles wanted
bus report that for you.
Oh, she did.
She did not. Yes, she did. I would don't have it. I'm telling you, you're about to leave me alone. Guess what?
Who are
you going to tell? Listen, Gary, if you
want to
pick a fight, pick someone
your
age.
Well, tell
your
dad.
Pick someone
anyone.
Listen to this.
Hold on.
So you called me a thing, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not gonna.
That's happen. Ooh. Now he can call you a name. You're over here saying that he can't call you a name. But you better
he
not call him a name.
He's got enough names, so I don't give a care.
Listen to this,
and
Karen.
You know,
Karen! Listen, wait. I'm not saying shut up. I'm saying wait. Why don't you pick a sixth grader to beat up someone your age? Now listen.
Because
listen. Hold on. If I do fight.
Eighth grader.
Wait.
You know it.
Huh?
Mark can beat up you.
Mark couldn't just
me. Listen to this. Listen. Put this in your mind. If you were all alone, you didn't have any weapons, neither did I, in a room, what do you think could happen?
Mark would beat you.
I could beat you up. I'm certain. No, I'm not here. I mean, in a room with nothing in it but us. No, I'm serious. What if I beat you up and you could be hurt? I'm not going to beat you up. And listen to this. The reason why I'm not going to beat you up is you might get a police record on you. And the things with police records, you can't erase them.
Yes, they can.
The police can't do that. The police.
Springwind Drive. Windburn Forest.
You do not live in